Edney. Emily was a willful child. At least that is how her mother, Mrs. Ferry, described her. "Can you do something with this willful child?" Mrs. Ferry asked the nanny, half smiling, half exasperated, as she tried to manoeuvre Emily's now rigid arm out of the stiff woolen pullover. There were always fearful rows about dressing. The garments Emily had herself chosen to wear clearly irritated her mother. True, they were eccentric, but Emily honestly felt she was trying to wear the right thing. In her 3¾-year-old mind, a ballet tutu underneath a Shetland jumper was entirely appropriate dress for a night out.
I was brought up, from my earliest remembrance, by my godmother. At least, I only knew her as such. She was a good, good woman. She went to church 3 times every Sunday, and to morning prayers on Wednesdays and Fridays, and to lectures whenever there were lectures, and never missed. She was handsome, and if she had ever smiled, would have been like an angel. But she never smiled. She was always grave and strict. She was so very good herself, I thought, that the badness of other people made her frown all her life.